everyone. Welcome to our council meeting tonight of Tuesday, November 19th. I'd like to call this meeting to order with an invocation led by Pastor Don White of the Calvary Community Church, and then a Pledge of Allegiance led by Buffalo Ridge Elementary student Libby Clements. So if you could all rise, please.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, I ask your blessings on all the City Council members and their families. Please send down upon this council the spirit of wisdom, charity, and justice, that with steadfast purpose they may faithfully serve to promote the well-being of all the people in Gillette. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor White, and thank you, Libby. I think we'll see you here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus, quit being so bashful.
Yes. Okay, I would accept a motion for the approval of the general agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman Carsrud seconded it. Is there any discussion? Discussion seeing none, council please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to the consent agenda. All items listed will be enacted by one motion unless a request is made for discussion by any member of the audience or council. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman Lundvall seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to conflict claims. The first one is for Councilmember Carsrud.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas and an abstention by Councilman Carsrud.
Thank you. The next conflict claim is for myself. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carsrud made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 6 yeas and an abstention by yourself.
Thank you. That takes us to comments. For council comments, I believe Councilman Neary has a...
Yes. Just wanted to make a comment that the Gillette College women's soccer team won their first game today at the national tournament. It's the first appearance for the Gillette College women's soccer team at the national tournament. And they beat the Community College of Baltimore County 4-1 today.
Cool.
Tomorrow they continue in pool play. So they play at 5:30 Eastern, so 3:30 our time. And they actually play the host school, which is the Eastern Florida State College. And the Gillette College is going to be offering a free viewing of that game at the Flex Space at the Pronghorn Center tomorrow at 3:30 for anybody at the public that would like to come watch the game.
Great. That's very good news. Good job. Go Pronghorns. And you had a successful weekend, didn't you, Coach?
Yep, thank you.
You don't want to talk about it or anything?
No, not really. No.
Okay. Any written comments?
Madam Mayor, there are none.
Public. Okay. Our first recognition this evening is for our 2019 Christmas Pin Design winner. So, Council, if you could join me in front of the dais with Ms. Clements, we will congratulate her.
Thank
exciting.
And Christina Baster. Oh, you go ahead.
Madam Mayor, Council, it is time to recognize the 2019 Christmas Pen winner. Before you, we've got Libby Clements and her instructor, Mrs. Basinger, from Buffalo Ridge Elementary. Each year for the past 16 years, sixth grade students in Gillette Area Elementary Schools have had the opportunity to submit an original sketch for our annual Christmas Pen Contest. In 2019, there was over 300 students from nine elementary schools who submitted entries. Libby Clements from Buffalo Ridge Elementary has been selected as the 2019 winner of the with her pronghorn antelope design, which council is wearing. So, congratulations.
Do you want to go over here and shake hands?
Well, how about, I thought they might want to say something.
Yeah, absolutely.
The mic is yours, Libby. Say whatever you want.
How'd you come up with the idea?
Well, here, can I bring this down here? Well, in the past years, they did a buffalo and, like, coal trucks and, you know, stuff. And I thought pronghorns were a big part of Gillette because they have, like, a college and stuff, and you see them around everywhere. So I thought I'd draw one, and I put some lights in its antlers, make it Christmassy. That it?
With Libby winning this, I wasn't surprised at all. She's been one of my very best artists ever since she's gone to school at Buffalo Ridge, so I'm happy to see that she's honored this way because she definitely deserves it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Libby, and I believe Libby's mother works here at the city. So, thank you very much. That was fun. Okay, now we have two beautification awards, and I think I'd call up Director Weil to introduce your board members that are here.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, Council. Yeah, we do have two yearly Landscape Award winners, and I'd like to introduce Justin Lay. He is the chairman of the Parks and Beautification Board, and we'll have him come up, and he can tell you a little bit more about the winners.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening.
This is the second year of the Revamp Landscape Beautification Awards, and there are three categories for the award. The most beautiful, this award will honor businesses, institutions, civic groups, and nonprofit organizations who contribute to the improvement and beautification of our city. The most improved, this award recognizes the businesses and institutions, civic groups, and nonprofit organizations that have made significant improvements to their landscaping over the years. And finally, we have the Go Green Award. This award acknowledges those businesses, institutions, civic groups, and nonprofit organizations that have made sustainability a key feature of their landscape design. And then the winner of the yearly award is chosen from the recipients that receive the monthly award earlier in the season. This year, First Interstate Bank on Highway 59 is the recipient of the yearly Most Beautiful Award. They were the winner of the June Most Beautiful Award, which made them eligible for the yearly award. And they will receive the What's Next Dad traveling statue that from the Mayor's Art Council for 1 year. On behalf of First Interstate Bank is Carol Graff. This is Carol.
I'd just like to give credit to Tracy and Aurora Keffler, who are here tonight with CJ's Landscaping, and to Al Padova, who came up with the original design with CJ's Landscaping. We really want to thank the city for this award. We have banks in six states now, and our management said, wow, that doesn't happen in many cities, that the city would do that. And so it really means a lot to us. Thank you. We're proud to do something in our community to help with the beautification part.
Well, we thank you. You help us become a more beautiful city, and we really appreciate it. So thank you.
We'll take good care of that statue.
Thank you.
And the other one, the recipient for the Most Improved Award, goes to CCHS North Campus. I think there's some pictures up there as well. They were the winner of the July Most Improved Award, which made them eligible for the yearly award. They will receive $500 in gold bucks and will be asked to submit to city staff as to how their funds were used to continue improvement of their landscaping. On behalf of CCH North Campus is Chad Bourgeois. I probably butchered last name. I'm sorry.
Good evening. Just want to say thank you for the recognition. The folks at Campbell County School District have been very busy with all the sites that we have as an organization, and with us being one of the older ones, we're always doing what we can to improve upon the not just the appearance but also the interior aesthetic. So to have the city recognize the hard work of both the custodial staff at Campbell County High School and the district maintenance staff is a really nice honor. And so I would just like to just recognize the folks that do all that hard work. And also I want to recognize one of our science teachers. His name is Mr. Troy Nellimo, and he's kind of taken it upon himself to do some specific landscaping things that are representative of our natural surroundings. And so he, along with some of his students, are going to take the $500 award and are going to spend that dutifully to continue to improve upon the site. So we're pretty excited about that, having kids involved in that process as well. And again, just like to say thank you.
Well, thank you. And please extend our thanks to and appreciation to those that help so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all. I just want to say on behalf of the Parks Board, this is one of our more favorite things to do. And the competition is sometimes a little heated. It's fun when they ask about the yearly winner every month when they win. They ask, well, do I get the statue this year? But thank you again for allowing us to do this.
Yes, so, well, thank you, and thank you to your board for instigating the planting of the tulips around
yes,
town.
That very exciting.
Those will be beautiful next spring.
Yeah, thank you.
So. Okay, the next item we have is a proclamation for Plaid Friday. I believe Jessica's here from Main Street. Jessica Cedars.
Look at those cool shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Plaid.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we had these made. This is part of our Plaid Friday, which we're going to talk about in the proclamation. But Plaid Friday takes the place of Black Friday this year, and we're encouraging people, of course, to shop like they would for Black Friday, but we want it to be a more relaxed family type event like it used to be before everybody stood in line at 1 in the morning to get the deals. So Plaid comes from a concept that, just like a plaid being individual threads that are interwoven together to be strong, that's how our unique businesses are downtown. And together, when we work together, we're much stronger than when we try and do all these things alone. So we've done all kinds of great things. Our buttons for the Winter Walk this year carry the same plaid theme. We're going to be putting some bows out downtown. And then the Parade of Lights theme for this year is also a plaid community. So we're excited to see what our entrants come up with this year following that theme. So we kick off the season on Plaid Friday, and then we'll continue it with Shop Small Saturday, the day after, obviously the 30th, and then continue through to December 7th, which is our Downtown Holiday Ice Festival. We'll have all kinds of things going on, and that'll be our last button drawing and also the Parade of Lights. And then thank you again for working with us on the parking hours and restrooms and things. We really appreciate it.
Great. Well, thank you. And I think it's a very innovative idea, cute.
Yeah, so a lot of our board has it. Many of the businesses also, like Rail Yard, ordered the same plaid aprons for all their servers to wear. Teachers Corner staff has them. Pat's Hallmark, quite a few of the businesses have bought them because we want everybody to wear plaid when they come out on Plaid Friday and shop downtown.
Great.
Madam Mayor, I have a question.
Yes, Bruce.
So do you have to wear red plaid, or is this plaid? I get confused.
Well, plaid's plaid. We just adopted this buffalo plaid, red and black, for this year. But, yeah.
Okay.
Plaid is plaid. Well, I believe one of the games was plaid. The Bolts or something had a plaid night.
Oh, I don't know. I hope so. But that'd be great. Yeah.
They did.
We hope everybody does it. Yeah.
Okay. Whereas we encourage citizens to consider shopping our small merchants on Plaid Friday and Small Business Saturday as a way to boost the local economy and strengthen our small business community. And whereas the City of Gillette, Wyoming, supports and joins in this national effort to help America's small businesses do what they do best, grow their business, create jobs, and ensure that our communities remain as vibrant tomorrow as they are today. Now, therefore, I, Louise Carter King, Mayor of the City of Gillette in the State of Wyoming, do hereby proclaim November 29th, 2019 as Plaid Friday and November 30th, 2019 as Small Business Saturday, and encourage our residents to recognize and support small businesses within our community by shopping these establishments on the Saturday following Thanksgiving. So good luck. I hope the weather's good or bad, whatever.
This is the one we could stand for it to be cold and not real warm so the ice doesn't melt, but we'll see what we get.
Okay, so I hope it's really cold.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you and good luck. Okay, we don't have any unfinished business ordinances second reading or ordinance third reading. We do have an item tabled.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the Goldenrod Avenue additional repairs project installed by GW Construction in the amount of $402,868.21, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Madam Mayor, I think you have to make a motion to take it off the table first.
Yes, you need to make the motion.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to make the motion to untable the item that was tabled on November.
Whenever.
Yeah, whenever.
Okay.
10th.
Second that.
Okay. I have a motion and a second from President Montgomery and Councilman Carsrud to take this off the table. And I don't believe there's any discussion on that, so Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. So now we are talking about this. We don't need another motion. We can just have discussion. OK?
come out on discussion. So, Administrator Davidson, could you tell us what has happened since we tabled this item?
Madam Mayor, if council will recall, this item was tabled because we were awaiting completing some paperwork. Specifically, that paperwork's been completed. It is now ripe for council to sign and approve. By way of background, council may recall that this is with regard to some repairs and improvements in the Goldenrod Avenue area of Iron Horse Subdivision. Specifically, there was additional asphalt repair, seven new storm drain inlets, 770 feet of 12-inch pipe, an additional curb and gutter and sidewalk in that subdivision to assist in drainage. And so the item before you is ready for approval.
Okay. Any discussion, questions? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with seven yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to H, New Business 1A.
Council consideration of a parade permit December 7th, 2019 at 2 p.m. on Gillette Avenue from 7th Street to 1st Street for the 2019 Toy Parade requested by Abate of Northeast Wyoming.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Brown made the motion and Councilman Montgomery seconded for this parade permit. Is there anyone here that would like to speak to this? Okay. Any questions? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with seven yeas.
Thank you. Takes us to B.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the 2019 water main replacement project installed by Hot Iron Incorporated in the amount of $1,867,907.46, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Neary made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. And this is a 1% project. So, Administrator Davidson.
Madam Mayor, it is. So, the item before you this evening is acceptance of the 2019 water main replacement. Specifically, it's 4,068 lineal feet of water main. And as we run through, I will identify them. It's 10th Street from Rohan Avenue to 4J, 11th Street from Richards Avenue to Dalby, 11th Street from 4J to the west end of the cul-de-sac, Dalby Avenue from 10th to 12th, Hogeye Drive from Turkey Track Lane to Wagonhammer, 8th Street from Stock Trail Avenue to Tyler, Tyler Avenue from 8th Street to 6th Street, and Frontier Drive from Lodall Avenue to Cascade Drive. So total of eight different locations. The original amount of the contract was $1,983,230. There was quantity adjustments that reduced that by change order by approximately $115,000, leaving you for action this evening acceptance in the amount of $1,867,907.46.
Thank you. Any questions? Discussion? Seeing none, council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with seven yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to C.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the large asphalt patch 2019 project installed by Simon Contractors in the amount of $165,377.71, a 1% project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carshrood made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. It's another 1%.
It is, Madam Mayor. This is the large patch project for 2019. These areas included Rourke Avenue, Hidden Valley Road, Abbey Court, Force Road, Jay-Z Court, Vanskoy Drive, Emerson Avenue, and Warlow Drive. We would note that the city had to allow some flexibility in scheduling because of the wet, cool weather we had. It was difficult to get these projects done. However, they were done appropriately. And there was a small change order at the end of the contract, reducing the overall contract by $18,800. So the final contract amount before you is $165,377.71.
Okay, good. Any questions? Discussion?
I have one comment. It's nice to have two back-to-back change orders that came in our favor.
That's helpful.
Okay. If no other discussion, council please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to D.
Council consideration for the acceptance of public improvements for the Madison Pump Station Roof Replacement Project installed by Wyoming Roofing LLC in the amount of $81,950.
Okay. Motion.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Cleland made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded it. This is not to 1%, but it's not also the current Madison. It's the old Madison, correct?
That's correct, Madam Mayor. This is one of the older facilities that was a pump station. It needed a new roof, and so it's not subject to either cap tax or the match in Wyoming Water.
And was it insurance? Did insurance help pay for
it? Madam Mayor, this is just an old roof, just wear and tear. I would note that the contract price was $91,950, and there was a change order reducing the price by $10,000 for the total before you of $81,950. To stay on track and on theme.
That's good. That's a good theme.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions? Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to E.
Council consideration of a resolution authorizing the submission of an application to the Wyoming Parks and Cultural Resources Commission under the Land and Water Conservation Fund for the governing body of the City of Gillette, Wyoming, for the purpose of the Energy Capital Sports Complex Splash and Play Facility Project.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion. Councilman McClellan seconded it. Could you give a brief description of what this is?
Madam Mayor, this is a special grant run through the state of Wyoming with regard to the Wyoming Parks and Cultural Resources Commission. The application that the city is submitting is with regard to the inclusive park, the splash pad at the sports complex. And so if awarded the grant, it's a $150,000 request. City be required to do an in-kind match of 50%. And so, again, an opportunity to try to leverage funds through the state.
When should we find, is there a timeline or something?
Madam Mayor, I don't know. It would appear that Engineer Engineer Joe has the answer.
Good evening, Council. Yes, the answer to that would be the application is due the first of the year, so December 31st. But then they probably won't know for a good 6 to 8 months after that. Wow. So the award and everything, we're expecting it not until like next October. So about a year, less than a year from now.
Okay.
But that's when we'll know for sure.
And you go down to Wyoming Parks to, or is it just all through?
It's all at one time for what it is. We don't have to go down at all. For this one, it's different than a SLIB meeting or anything. Okay. And so that's why it's just a simple application, and then they go through their process in order to award.
Okay. Well, we ought to have a good shot, right?
So I'm hoping. Keep my fingers crossed.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, discussion on this item? Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7 yeas.
Thank you. That takes us to F.
Council consideration of a bid award for 3 to 5 new 2020 Utility Police Interceptor all-wheel drive SUVs to Spradley Bar Motors Incorporated of Cheyenne, Wyoming, in the amount of $34,896 each.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Montgomery made the motion, and Councilman Lundahl seconded it. You say these were pretty close bids?
Madam Mayor, they are close bids. The two bidders were Spradley Bar Motors in Cheyenne and Thunder Basin Ford in Gillette. The difference between the lowest and the second highest bidder is approximately $26 per vehicle. As that is the lowest bidder and following Wyoming statute, staff's recommendation is to take the lowest bidder from Spradley Bar Motors in Cheyenne.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, if I could, I did, when I addressed this issue earlier this evening, I did make a partial misstatement with regard to these units. Unit 424, 430, and 466 were totaled out, so we do have insurance proceeds plus depreciation. The other two vehicles, if council will recall, these vehicles are produced only for a limited period of time each year. And so the opportunity to get in and purchase them is in a very tight window. The two additional units I addressed are with regard to school resource officers. And so that's how that piece of it fits in. It is money that would be set aside should we continue down that path. Hence the reason it's three or up to five. And so I wanted to clarify that. I misspoke when I spoke earlier on it, and both Director Wild and Chief Losel reminded me of that aspect of it.
Okay, that's good. That's good to have someone remind you of that. That's okay.
I need that often.
Okay, any other discussion? Questions? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7-8.
Thank you. That takes us to G.
Council consideration to authorize the mayor to sign amendment number 4 of the telecommunications raceway lease agreement between the City of Gillette and Visionary Communications Incorporated.
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Carstrud made the motion. Councilman Neary seconded it.
Madam Mayor, Council, as you know, we have a raceway agreement with Visionary that allows Visionary to install fiber within those raceways. This is the fourth amendment to an existing agreement that you have. It adds approximately, I had footage here. I don't see it after all. The rate is approximately 48 cents per lineal foot. It has a 3% increase for inflation per calendar year. With an increase to the contract of approximately $6,779 per year.
And when you say raceway, is that like in the easement?
That is, Madam Mayor. If you recall, the raceway is a conduit that has different chambers like a honeycomb, and so this is for part of that overall project.
Okay, thanks.
This is the fourth amendment to the existing agreement. This would cover McCann Center, commonly known as the McCann Center, 6th Street and Stock Trail to 6th Street and 4J, Highway 59 Sinclair to Komatsu, Campbell County Health, 6th Street to Burma, Westwood High School and Foothills Mobile Home Park to I-90.
Okay, thank you. Anyone have any questions on this agreement? Okay. Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7-8.
Thank you. We don't have any ordinances first reading, and we have an appointment.
Madam Mayor, I moved for the following appointment to the Citizens Advisory Board, and that would be Catherine Galilee for Parks and Beautification Board.
For expiring on the 2020?
Right.
Okay. Second.
Second.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Ms. Galilee for applying for this. I think she'll be a great asset to the Parks Board. And if there's no other discussion, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 7-8.
Thank you. We don't have any public hearings or executive session. The council and I would like to wish the citizens a happy Thanksgiving next week, and have a good night.
Jeez, I didn't even...